You're listening to the Live Out Loud podcast with River Wynn and Michelle Flamer.
Hi, River.
Hi, Michelle.
Aw, your voice is so soft and delicious.
Aw, thank you.
So this weekend we were going to have a guest, but they were in Thailand, and we just thought, you know what, let's wait till they get out back home into the States, and, you know, like, not to put their little day on hold and all that.
And we were going to be on a time crunch because we had both other things going on. So yeah, this is great. This is great. Just me and you chatting today. I love it.
I love it. And I love the topic so very much that I think it's going to be interesting for some of our listeners who may have heard about it and just really not know anything about it. And then we'll have some who are familiar with the whole ceremony and all the things, right? So what are we talking about today? I'll let you tell the people.
We are going to talk about cord cutting, like energetic cord cutting.
Yes. Wait, yes. are there different kinds of cord cutting? Because there's like energetic, and then there's like, get the fuck out of my life forever.
Well, I think that's the same thing, but there's like,
you
some
do
people use the term. I do. Cause like you're cutting the cord between you and someone that's like saying, get the fuck out of my life. Like you're cutting it permanently.
Yeah.
Whereas a cord release would maybe
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Like a gentle detaching of it, which could possibly be for now and then reconnecting it later if you want to. I think that's the distinction, is a cut and a release.
Mm-hmm.
But so what is a cord cutting?
What is it? It is, it can be a ceremony. It could be a meditation. It can be just an energetic release. Like we ourselves in our own embodiment and in our body are basically saying, I don't want to be energetically connected to this person anymore. Now, the thing that I always get caught up on is, can we just say that, or is it, do we need to have reasons why we want them to be released or cut? Like, do we have to say that?
I will say this. I think it's, first of all, to clarify, when we're going about our daily lives, you know, we are connecting with people, we are experiencing situations, we are having experiences in daily life, but we're collecting energy. And so you can cord cut, cord release, energetically cleanse the energy that you've collected to yourself on a daily basis, in relationships, so maybe with people, with things, with situations. But like when we're talking about like specifically cord cutting, like a person, that's kind of like, that's something you take pretty seriously. You know, when you get to the space where you're like, this person, my connection with them doesn't feel good. It's not serving a purpose, or it's draining me. Or maybe it's someone that you're holding on to feelings for from the past, like a past lover. And it's blocking you from moving forward in your life. There is so much like intention, I think, behind making that cut and releasing it. And you have to take it very intentionally, and take it very seriously, because it's not done lightly. So yes, like speaking your intentions of, this is the reason why I need to remove this and cut this cord. Because it's essentially a cord between you and that person. You're attached energetically, and it's just removing that cord.
Right. And it can be and it can be anything from a family member, like you said, a past lover. It could be, someone from your child. I mean, like, it could be anything and anybody that you want to release from. I like the intention around, if you're looking for love, if you're looking to bring love into your life, then you need to energetically block what is not allowing that through. So that, because when you block something, it actually opens up a new portal within your being to allow more in.
Yeah,
So
it's like
I like that.
clearing out the stagnant old energy, the things that are holding you back. And I think like a really big piece for me, because I know a lot of people kind of feel nervous about some of the like what we can kind of call spiritual or woo-woo ideas, right? But
Witchy,
like even
witchy thoughts.
witchy, yeah,
Yep.
like oh, there's this, invisible energetic cord, we got to cut it, and it's ceremonial and like symbolic. But I just want to like say it's symbolic, and that's a similar kind of work that we do sometimes in therapy of like releasing, even in speaking about letting go of someone or letting go of the past, healing it. When you heal something inside yourself, you're energetically letting go. You're moving forward, you're releasing it. When you're journaling and, doing a journaling ritual around letting go of something, of an idea, a person, it's all the same thing. I just personally love using a very symbolic ceremony to visualize it, to really cement it within my body, within my system, that I am detaching from this connection or from the experience, from a person.
Yeah. No, I love all that. I think it's really important. I mean, it's unbelievable what happens when you take that space and create, whether you're lighting candles, whether it's you're putting, we were just talking about frequencies, like, you put on a specific frequency and you journal about it, whatever it is, it's again, everything is very intentional within the healing space. Because letting shit go is so crucial to healing. And so often, I mean, I held on to stuff for years, and then I was like, wow, this literally is doing me no good. Like, I've talked to people who have had shoulder pain, like on the left side of their body for like years. And then one day they have an epiphany, and then the shoulder pain goes away due to whatever they needed to let go or release or, even laugh about just by like, but the full intention is no matter how you get there, it's letting shit go. So things like saging yourself. Like sometimes you're really sensitive when you walk through the world. And if you've been around a lot of people, that's part of that neurodivergent part of you. Yeah. And so like saging yourself, like before like once you get home and you're like, wash your hands, sage yourself, smudge it all, like it allows you to sort of release that the daily energies. And
Yeah, I do smoke cleansing for that. Like the daily energy is like releasing. And then sometimes I'll do like a guided meditation of just like doing a body scan and like letting the energy just like fade away, like pushing it away, letting it go, letting it flow out. And then sometimes too, just like it can be as simple as standing in a hot shower and just letting your body relax into the water and visualizing all the energies collected throughout the day just going downrange with the water. And that can
It's
be so
true,
helpful on a daily basis.
yeah, I don't think people realize, I mean, because I'm fairly new to understanding that you can have a cleansing shower for that reason. Like if you go into the shower with that intention, I mean, imagine it's intention walking through the world, intentional daily life. Like it creates a whole new shift for everybody. But you walk into a shower and you're not just thinking, oh, I need to wash my hair. I need to wash all my bits, so that I can move on for the day. If you take those 2 or 3 minutes, like you said, like sit under, maybe if you don't love hot showers, go really cold. Like I love going cold. That to me really cleanses for me. Like it sort of takes my breath away for a second, but it also like,
Yeah.
you almost can't think of anything else at that moment because you're focused and being so present on the cold. When I take a really hot shower, it's usually to like heal myself. Like if I've come, over COVID or a cold or, just achy body type of thing. So it's interesting. There is a ritual. I think Rich Roll's wife talked about like an oil ritual in the shower, and you have to be really careful. Like, let me say that a disclaimer because I don't want anyone slipping in the shower, but I will put that ritual in the show notes if people are interested because
Yeah,
I
because
thought it was
I'm curious.
fascinating.
I haven't heard of that one before, so I'd be curious to know. One thing I was gonna say is, one of the things about like daily cleansing, which is different than what we were like, originally, like cord cutting is different than daily cleansing, right? We're talking about everyday stuff. One thing that really kind of blew my mind when I first realized it was that if we go a long time without like clearing out the energies that we're collecting on a daily basis, what happens is that oftentimes the moods that we're experiencing, the things that we're experiencing, don't actually belong to us. We have gathered up so much energy from out around us that the anger we're feeling, or the moodiness we're feeling, or the anxiety we're feeling may not even belong to us. And you may not be able to see that until you have cleansed yourself and pushed those energies out, and then be like, oh, how do I really feel? Was I like, am I really angry or moody or anxious? Or did I just have so many experiences out in the world where other people were feeling that way and I gathered it in and I took it in and
So
I need to release that?
our friends of the podcast who are listening, and they may be closeted empaths, they're holding on to like all this other energy that maybe they weren't aware of. And so I love that. So I think that's like the first tool, like a great tool to put in your toolbox is to just add in whether like Sunday mornings is your jam and you have a chill day. Maybe add 5 minutes and like do some type of cleansing, a smudge, or like I like how you call it the smoke. What is it called?
Smoke cleansing.
Smoke cleanse. I like that. So let's go back to the cord cutting because I mean, what are the things that you've found beneficial to cord cutting? If you have some examples that you're comfortable sharing.
I personally really love cord cutting. It not like I'm gonna cord cut you and I'm gonna cord cut you. Everybody gets a cord cutting. Not like that, not Oprah style. But it just in the sense of like it's so symbolic. And for me, sometimes letting go of something needs to have a deep symbology attached to it to really feel it in my body, my mind, and just know that it's gone. I love ritual. I love symbology like that. So for me, when I get to the point where I know and I feel in my body that it's time to cord cut, that means I've reached a place where I've done a lot of deep healing around that, and it no longer serves me to continue examining it and continuing to think about it, and it's time to let it go and release it. It's so interesting. So I'll give an example. This one was a really strong one for me. This cord cutting was really intense. I dated someone after leaving my marriage. I dated someone briefly, for about 2 months. And when I came to the point where I realized I wasn't going to continue dating that person, I did a cord cut with that person. And I was very intentional about it. I went to a space near water that was very special to me. And I did a guided cord cutting meditation because I like to have like I like to be guided through the experience. Like I like to words take me deep and meditations take me deep. And so the deeper I can go into self, the more not dramatic, but the more realistic it feels. Like I'm really getting there. And I laid down in the sun on these rocks next to the water. I did the guided meditation, and the most incredible thing happened the moment where I released, like I literally pulled the cord. I like held onto it with my hand, and it was connected to my heart chakra, and I just very gently pulled it away, and then thanked it, sent it love, and then plugged it back into source. So it's not just dangling out there waiting to attach to someone else or reattach to me. And when I did that, I had this crazy experience I had never experienced before, where all of a sudden my third eye opened.
That's
My chakra, my
awesome.
third eye opened, and I saw all these colors, and it was just like I had this vision, and it was just this big, beautiful moment. And of course, I called Angela afterwards, and I was like, Angela, what just happened? And that was like a really spiritual moment for me of like really deeply saying goodbye to a lot of my own narratives around dating and the way I let people treat me. It was a big healing moment for me. So while it seemed like such a simple act, a cord cut with this person I was dating, it was so much more than that. It was like saying goodbye to the past versions of me.
And I had a similar effect, not with all the beautiful colors, but I'm not typically an artist, but I did the same thing. Like I visualized taking the cord and putting it into source, but I drew it. I like used a pencil and drew it, put their name in there. I wanted to visualize or express the visualization through art in a weird, like it was like really random for me to do that, but and I ended up writing like all these words that were sort of associated with all of it. And so it kind of came through for me in a little bit of a different way. And then, months later, I finally deleted him. I deleted photos out of an album and text message threads and all this other stuff that really just like allowed that to finally sort of go. But it felt gentle. I feel like cord cutting for me, I'm more of a cord release kind of girl at the moment because I'm pretty fortunate in my life, but I just feel like it's okay. People are allowed to come and go, and I didn't want it to feel so permanent. I think because the loss of my dad, that is literally the roughest cord cutting on the face of the earth, is just losing a parent that you actually cherish and love and have a great relationship with. And I know by seeing this Bashar video recently that, we don't really lose those, that it's a human experience when we say loss. Well, it's actually, they're still there. And if we talk about energy, right? Like they're still with us.
I was gonna
It's
say there's still you're still connected there. There's still a cord there.
totally,
You just
it
don't
is.
physically get to see that person anymore.
The other thing that's really cool is I think if people are on TikTok or on Instagram and they're getting these spiritual videos and you're seeing these things pop through, there's a red cord effect that people are starting to learn, the red yarn effect, and how it goes, and crisscrosses, and how you can connect, how you are connected with people. And so I think there's a lot of cool visual ways about seeing that red piece of yarn. You can tie it in a bow, you can tie it on something, and if you're connected to like the ocean, to trees, you can even just imagine cut and just hanging it on a sequoia somewhere, or hanging it on an oak tree in your backyard, where you're just like, hey, just putting you out here for now. And like you said, like
Putting a
I
pin in
think
it.
totally. And I think what I really love that you said was like you didn't allow it to be free in the ether to connect to someone else, not knowing where and how far those energy cords, yarn, like whatever, frequencies, whatever you want to talk about, don't attach to someone else who might be as sensitive as you or other healers, light workers in the world. So I think that's a really important piece of it, is to visualize where you're putting that end of that cord as you take it off of your own body and putting it somewhere that feels safe for that. And you can just know that that's not going anywhere.
I think also a very important distinction I want to make is that you'll see a lot of people talking about cord cutting in the sense of like, we're getting rid of this toxic energy, we're getting rid of this negativity, and it's very much geared toward toxic negativity, cut them out. And for me, I feel like my experience has been that cord cutting is not about like, I hate you, I don't want you in my life, and get out of here
Right.
and like get the fuck out. No, it's you taught me a lot. I learned because of you. I grew because of you, but I recognize that this doesn't serve. And it doesn't even have to be a negative thing at all. It can just be that this connection, like there's still a connection there that's not serving, but it's so much more effective and powerful when you cord cut or cord release with love.
Yes.
With love. And if you can get to a space where, like, even if someone is toxic towards you and you need to protect yourself energetically by releasing that, because maybe they can't release you. Maybe you're cord releasing or cord cutting because they can't do that for themselves. And so you're having to put up an energetic wall and be like, you don't get to cross my boundaries. You don't get to impact me in this way anymore. I'm going to make the steps and protect myself and cord release and cord cut. But you still do it with love because everyone deserves love. And if you plug them back into source, plug them back into love, maybe that will ripple out into their life.
Yeah, I love that because I'm in this, I am of the same. Like, I'm not, I there's no one toxic around me enough to be like, oh, F this. You know, it's more of just kind of like how we start to heal on our journey, and people just naturally fade away. And so it's not like we're not sending them out with love. It's just that it's just sort of doesn't, it doesn't add value to us anymore. That relationship just isn't adding the value that maybe it did once, because like a lot of therapists will say, it's like we meet people in our unhealed space for a reason, and we meet people in our healed space for a reason. There's no right or wrong when we're speaking of all that, because it's based on our own interpretation of what feels right, what is aligning with us today. Just as I see you and I go, holy crap, 2 years ago, Riv, we met in this unique space in our time, in our life. And I have loved you with every chapter you have closed. And I appreciate you with every chapter you have opened also. And there's no right or wrong to any of it. It's like just you and how you walk through this world. And we, you know, and it's like we either allow these people, you know, friend, our close friends who we choose to be in that foxhole with, we love them for exactly who they are. And guess what? We can do that with a energy cutting or a release, the same way. It doesn't mean that they were never important to us. It just means that that relationship just doesn't serve us in who we are today.
And it's so much about clearing space to welcome in what is at the
New.
frequency you're at now. And I'll, you know, an
Right.
example is like, let's say someone is getting back into dating, you know, after a breakup. But if you're not over your ex, you're bringing that into your dating experiences, and people are
Yep.
going to feel that, and it's going to impact it, and you're not going to be available, and you're not going to be in a space where you can give a new person what they deserve because you're still lingering over someone. And so that's where, hey, if you need to take some space and time and figure out why am I having a hard time getting over this person? What is it that's still attached? What am I still working through here? And so I really feel like it's important to take that time and heal that and cord cut with that person or release it, because if you're hanging on to that, there is no room. There's no room for someone else. There's not. That energy is
Well,
lingering there.
and you have a lot of people, men and women, you have a lot of people say, God, how come I can't find anyone? That is the number one statement to me when I hear that they just need to do three or five things, really showing up for themselves, like ticking off this every day, which is create intentionality around who and what they want, whether that's creating the like the non-negotiable list, the requirement list, to doing the work around previous relationships and taking like a huge record of how you like responsibility for how you showed up in those relationships and where you've not failed. I don't want to use the word fail because I don't think anyone really fails at all of that. It's more like where you maybe didn't dig in as deep as you should have by recognizing, oh, the A, B, and C, you know what? I can work on those. Because, and then the second is releasing that energy. So maybe it's a cord cutting, and then creating a new space for yourself, like looking around your bedroom, looking around your home, and smudging and clearing and really cleaning, like looking under your bed. Do you have shit under your bed? Like there's a lot of fun little ways to just start clearing physical energy as well as all the 5D energy that you can't see day to day.
I love this, and I'm going to give an example, like a personal example here, going back to what you said about someone. If they're like, why can't I find someone? They're having anxiety over that. I know that's kind of a space I've kind of gone through in recent months of not feeling like anxiety over when will I find someone, where will I find someone, but recognizing and coming to a space of realizing that I was feeling blocked around dating, blocked around relationships, couldn't figure out why. And of course, we are in the thick of eclipse seasons happening right now. And I woke up yesterday morning, or I woke up, was it this morning I messaged you? I can't remember. But I woke
It's
up
this
and
morning.
I just had this morning, yeah, I woke up and I just had this moment where it just clicked for me. And I was like, oh, the thing that I've been missing, the block that I've been missing, I see it now. I have this narrative that men in particular are never going to follow through and show up for me. And that recognition came from because I have male family members who don't show up for me. And I've done so much work on my expectations of men in dating and male friendships, and my bar is so high now. But what I realized was that this entire time, even though I've healed all of my dating wounds and my expectations and all of that, my bar is so high, I was still accepting the bare minimum from a certain male family member that was causing a big father wound issue. And I need to release that. I need to release that because how can I call in someone who's going to show up for me if I still have this basic belief that I have to do everything myself because men are unreliable because they don't show up for me?
I think that's such a huge, and God, it's such a beautiful realization for you because, like you said, you've healed all the part, like you're ready for this. And you're like, why isn't it just coming to me? Not that you're put yet, yeah, because you're not on the dating sites or anything. It's not that you're like out there
No,
looking, but you're
no.
like, why isn't this energy sort of shifting for me? And it became a huge realization for you. I'm like really excited that once you sort of cleanse it more over the next month and stuff, like what's going to happen? Because for me, I had a similar block when it comes to feeling chosen, right? And realizing that once I recognized it from a deep level, how it's not a needy feeling by any means. It's literally the bare minimum of just feeling chosen in my day. That once you start dating somebody, you want to be in a place that understands where your weaknesses are, where those pieces that need to be healed more, because at some point you need to be okay to be vulnerable enough to tell someone else, because at the end of the day, we have to be okay asking for what we need. But if we didn't do the fucking work, if we don't have a deep, beautiful understanding of what doesn't heal us? What doesn't, or what doesn't show up for us, doesn't like makes us feel not chosen, what, whatever that piece is, if we're not able to connect those pieces, then we can never ask for actually what we need. Therefore, never giving anyone an opportunity to actually show up. Like,
Yep,
because we're asking for the wrong things.
exactly. And it was like I had this recognition of like, okay, it's time for me to cord release, cord cut with the past versions of my parents. Because little me has been hanging on to this idea, this belief that no one is ever going to show up for me. Because I always had to take care of myself because my parents never showed up for me. And so I've been sitting here in single mom world saying, like, not maybe consciously saying, but like having this belief that I have to do everything myself because there's no way that someone could come in and show up for me and be consistent and care enough to show up.
I
And there's
mean
it's been this
the
belief that in relationship that I'm gonna see people eventually stop being consistent. Like at first they're gonna show up, but then I'm not gonna see the actions. That's what I'm trying to say. That there's gonna be words, but no action behind the words. And I'm just gonna get disappointed. So now having to realize like I've had to show up, especially in the last couple of months, really show up consistently for myself, for me. And put action behind my words in a consistent way. Because
Well,
then
the
I'm going to
inter
be in the space where I'm vibrating a level where that's something I give for myself. So now.
Yeah, you I think you just muted yourself.
Oh.
Now you're back. Yeah.
Am I
You
back?
muted
Oh.
yourself on such a good thought
No,
there to
actually,
finish that.
my headphones were like battery low. But what
Of
I was saying is
course.
like now like showing up consistently for myself, I'm going to be at a vibrational level where I'm giving myself the thing that someone is also going to be able to come in and give me because now I'm going to be able to receive it because I know what it feels like.
Right. That's what I was just about to say, is that when we all of a sudden know our, I want to say, I'll just use weaknesses. I mean, it's an easy word that people understand. When we are, trying to get to know people, we have to look at ourselves. Are we showing up in the way for ourselves? Meaning, can we teach others how to treat us?
Yes.
Because we're showing them how to show up, how to be chosen, how we choose them. We're modeling that for one another. And it's not enough for the sometimes for the actions. You have to physically tell somebody, because this is where the intention comes in and where I've been extremely successful and happy with lately. It's really worked that I've verbally tell the person, I'm choosing you today.
Yeah.
I love where we're at. I want to know more about you. I want you to know about me. These are some of the ways that that works for me. This helps. Like, or when, and when they do something beautiful, that they're just showing up as themselves, to acknowledge that. We forget and take for granted that these people can read our effing minds, and they can. We have to say, just like if you want great communication, and we're going to talk to a very sexy, spicy guest, in the coming month. And just like communication in bed is critical, in dating, it's just as critical. When someone does something that's like, oh, fuck. That was like unreal. I've never had anybody show up in that way. Don't just let it go to the wayside. Make a special, sweet moment out of it and go, you probably don't even realize, but you just healed years for me by how you show up. Verbally telling the person, dude, you are amazing. Like, You, I don't
Yes.
know if you know, but what you just said to me was so lovely, so profound for me. And thank them for it because
Yes,
people need to
affirmation.
know affirmation, just like in bed. If what's feeling good, like, hello, you're going to say, that feels good. Stay right there. You have to do it verbally with communication in non-sexual as well. Like that's
Yeah.
how you get to all the good stuff.
I love what you said about like teaching people how to treat you. And I'm going to share a quote that I read this week, and I don't know who it came from. It was one of those graphics floating around the internet that didn't have like anyone attributed to it, but it said, if you stay with a man, and I'll put person in there, if you stay with a man or person through anything, that man, that person will put you through anything. And that hit me hard because I was thinking back to my marriage and I was like, the first time I got cheated on, the second time I got cheated on, the third time I got cheated on, all the times I forgave and pushed under the rug. And then what that did was teach that person that I would put up with anything and
So
there was no
true.
consequence. There was no consequence because I wasn't going to leave. I put up with it. I ignored it. I forgave it. I slipped it under the rug. And so I think it's so powerful that we teach people how to treat us.
And this goes with friendships, with relationships
Yes.
with your kids, teachers. It goes
Everyone.
everywhere. It's just so important. If you are in a space that you want to truly be in a loving, caring, highest good kind of relationship, you have to communicate when they do something awesome, as much as when they do something that doesn't feel as good, right? Like we seem to
Yes.
fall on that so easily, right? Like pick, pick,
Yeah.
pick, pick. But what about the good stuff? Like let's positive reinforcement. I was a dog trainer. I was a canine cop in the Air Force. We do po it translates to our kids too. Positive
Yes.
teachers create positive experiences at school. Positive mentors, positive leaders. Positive reinforcement helps to understand what you're doing is working. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, and I think like going back to the energy cleansing, that's why it's so important to protect your energy. It's so important to protect your energy because everything you're intaking is going to reflect your internal world. And if you're allowing in a ton of negative energy and you're holding on to toxic relationships, you're holding on to past baggage and you're not releasing it, any of that, that's a reflection of internal where you're at. And so when you release that and you protect your energy, your internal world starts to shift. And as it shifts, it then ripples outward and your external world starts to shift. And you find yourself more increasingly surrounded by positivity and by beautiful connections, by people who uplift you, people who support you, who truly see you, like your soul family.
It all resonates so deeply. I think for our listeners, I mean, you can Google on YouTube, guided meditations for cord release, cord energy. You'll get a ton of stuff. You can do a 10-minute one, you can do a 30-minute one. There's probably an hour one. There's
Yeah, so you can
videos on
do.
there showing candles where you can carve that person's name into a candle, carve your own name into a candle. Wrap like a little twine, right? Like a little twine or type of rope that burns. And I mean, so that can be a physical manifestation, like a release that you do that you physically see these two candles burning. And that can be incredibly releasing. What else? What other like tips can
One
you
that
give?
I have really liked and found a lot of value in is writing on paper, like writing a letter to that person on paper, thanking them for the lessons learned, thanking them, and then saying, like, this is why I'm releasing this, like stating your intentions, and then either whichever resonates with you, if fire resonates with you more, you burn it, and that can be a
Yeah.
release. Or if earth resonates with you more, bury it, and that can be a release.
What if you already, what if you have a relationship with your, like you and your co-parent, and you're doing an energy cutting, you're still in a, you're still, they're still in your life. So how does that sort of work? I think there'd be a lot of people who might find that interesting. They're
You
still
know, it's
there. It's
so
not like,
funny.
yeah.
Yeah. I've actually had to cord cut with my kid's dad. I think I've done it 4 times now. And I think this is an important thing to note. Doing it once doesn't always mean it's going to be highly effective because sometimes those cords are connected in different places. And you experience that when you go through new layers of healing with that person and experience it and see it. And especially when for a co-parent where you're connected for so long, like, there's literally you're in each other's lives whether you want to be or not until your kids are 18, then you can make more separations. But I found that each time I cord cut with my co-parent, what happened was that I became more detached from caring about how he shows up and how he speaks to me and
Ooh.
his behaviors. So I was less triggered by him. And then that has shifted our relationship because the less triggered I am by him, the less conflict we have. Because I'm able to ignore the things that he's saying, doing, happening with our kids. And I mean, I don't ignore it if it's something that needs to be addressed, but like, I'm not being as quickly triggered by things that were triggering me before to the point now where I can let it go, take a deep, and I can say, you know what? It's not worth my time. He is who he is. I am stronger and I am better than this. And it has massively shifted how I interact with him and put up energetic walls between us.
I love that because it's like therapy in that sense. It's like when we do the work on the internal side, we stop giving a fuck what other people like all around us care about.
Yes.
Like we are just detached from it. It doesn't mean that we're detached. It just means that we're detached from those outcomes any longer, or we don't allow them that whatever they're going to say, their negativity, whatever, we just don't let it bother us anymore. It doesn't affect our day to day.
Yeah.
Our focus is just back on the kids, and we're not taking anything that they're doing personally anymore. I think that's really important that the energy clearing or an energy cord cutting or the cord cutting energetically, it just it can really just help provide a safety barrier between you and that relationship.
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
I love
really,
all of
yeah.
this.
Me too. I love this
Yeah.
topic,
Yeah.
especially because I am going home tonight and doing a cord cutting ceremony.
I love that. And I'll definitely put some links in the show, but man, this topic is, I mean, we could talk about this for a long time. I think just giving people the basics today, I think is really important. We can go a little deeper on another episode, maybe with a guest who, you know, has a lot of experience in that. But I think just understanding just the idea and the principles behind it can be another tool in someone's toolbox. And I think that's just, that's important. That's what we're here for. That's what we light up about is
That's what we're here for, making sure people know about the tools so they can use them.
exactly. Well, I love you and I hope you have a safe drive home today.
Thank you. Love you too, friends.
This was awesome. And I hope everybody, let us know, guys, if you really appreciated this, if you like stuff like this. We'll continue to give you little tools for your toolbox so
Yes,
you
and I
can.
will just shamelessly plug, if you love our podcast, take 2 seconds right now and go drop us a review, share it with a friend. It helps. It helps. It helps.
It definitely does. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode today, be sure to subscribe and share, because what do we say, baby?
Sharing is caring.